Some would say the raid on the Son Tay prison camp in North Vietnam in 1970 was a failure, yet the raid has been used as a pattern for many similar military operations for decades since. We look back at the historic mission and how the lessons learned are still being used today. It's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
In November of 1970, Terry Buckler was a 20-year-old Green Beret who was a part of the raid on the Son Tay prison in North Vietnam. While unbeknownst to them, the POWs had been moved and they were not able to help them gain their freedom, they proved such missions were possible, and even today's raids, like the one to kill Osama bin Laden, are modeled after the first one at Son Tay. Terry Buckler says they later learned there was a positive impact on the POWs despite not achieving their freedom that night.
The POW said the best thing that ever happened to him was a Son Tay raid. The day after the raid, the NVA realized that if we did it once, we may do it again. So what they did, they brought all the POWs into Hanoi and put them in the Hanoi Hilton.
Those POWs were now together, no longer in solitary confinement. Terry was one of four men on the raid who had not seen combat in Vietnam prior to that night. Terry recalls landing back in the U.S. He was young and single, but he remembers soldiers who were married with children meeting their families at the base.
They had laid down their lives, literally, for their other comrades. They were given up being a father, a husband, and that just has always stuck in my mind that we have in this country men and women that are willing to lay down their lives to protect what we are blessed with.
Terry wrote a book about the raid called Who Will Go Into the Son Tay POW Camp. You can hear our full interview at farmingthecountryside.com. Listen for episode 202 or find Farming the Countryside on your favorite podcast platform. Traveling the Countryside in Holt, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.